lifted me. Now, if you would, let us turn in our Bibles to Luke, the 9th chapter. Luke, the 9th chapter, and starting with the 57th verse. Luke 9 and 57. And it reads, "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' And another also said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" You may be seated. Dear Heavenly Father, we come now just to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for yet another day. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to enter into a worship service. Oh, Lord, as we come, we pray now that you would just touch every heart and every mind this morning. Oh, Lord, bless your manservant. Oh, Lord, hide me behind the old rugged cross, that these thy people may see none of me, but all of thee. Take charge of my mind, my tongue, and my heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, if there's anything around about my heart and my mind that's not pleasing unto thy sight, remove it just now in the mighty name of Jesus. If there's anything standing between me and thee right now, remove it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, speak now, for thy servant heareth thee. Oh, Lord, bless the waiting congregation, Lord Jesus. Bless their ears and our hearts, Lord, that they may receive a word from you today. That somebody may leave this place, Lord, wanting to serve you better in the future than they have in the past. Oh, Lord, help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, Lord, changing the way that we think. Oh, Lord, that we may change the way that we do things. Oh, Lord, guide us better than direct us, Lord. Bless this service that it may be all that you would have it to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And just for a few moments, we want to talk to you about, Lord, lead the way. Lord, lead the way. Today we want to take a look at the cost of following Jesus. How many know that if we are going to follow Jesus, we need to be focused on him at all times? This means that we have to put him ahead of everything else in our lives. We have to be willing to give up some things and let some people go that's in our lives today. Verse 59 reads, and it says, "And he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go bury my father.'" How many know that a lot of times we have a whole lot of excuses why we cannot follow Jesus? A whole lot of times we'll say, "After I do this," or "After I do that," or "When I get a little bit older," or "When I get married," or "After I get the big house," or whatever. We come up with a whole lot of reasons why we cannot do it today. But Matthew 6 and 33 tells us that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We must remember that we need to put God ahead of everything else in our lives. We can't keep putting God's work off for tomorrow, because we don't never know if tomorrow is going to come for us. We have to serve him while the blood is still running warm in our veins. Because too often times we'll say, "I'll do it on tomorrow," but tomorrow is not promised to us. So we have to get ready to do God's work for today and stop making so many excuses. And Luke 2 and 49 says,
Do you not know that I must be about my Father's business? So when everybody else is trying to get you to go back and do the things that you used to do, just let them know that I must be about my Father's business. I'm tired of living the way that I used to live. I want to lay hold on Jesus Christ and start moving forward with my life. Verse 61 says, and another said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bid them farewell who is at my house. If we are going to follow Jesus, we are going to have to let some people in our lives go. We're going to have to let some stuff in our lives go. We're going to have to try to draw closer to Jesus Christ. That way we can have our focus on him and not on the stuff and the people that's in our lives. Because that's what holds a lot of people back is we are so busy trying to hold on to what we already have and hold on to the people and the places that we already go to that we cannot focus on Jesus Christ. But Mark, the 10th chapter, tells us, Jesus answered and said, surely I say to you, there is no one who has left houses or brothers or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel who should not receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the age to come eternal life. That lets me know if we let go of all these things, that God has a greater plan for our lives. But there's too often that we're trying to hold too tight to these things. But these things are just temporary. But eternal life is everlasting. And a whole lot of times we miss that point. We think we're going to always have this stuff. But things come and things go. If we take a look at Matthew, the 19th chapter, when it was talking about the rich young ruler, he came to Jesus and asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus reminded him of the Ten Commandments. And he said, I've kept all those from my youth up. But then he said, what lack I? And Jesus told him to go sell all that you have and give to the poor and take up your cross and follow me. But then the Bible says that he went away sorrowful because he was holding too tight to his stuff. But how many know if the Lord let you lose some things, he might give you something better than what you already had. If you let some people in your life go that's holding you down and pulling you back, he has somebody to take that place that's willing to lift you up at all times. Because a whole lot of these people that's in your lives now are not trying to help you out. Everybody in your life is not a good friend for you. Because a whole lot of people are not praying for you, they're praying on you. And how many, especially with our children, we have to understand that we have to get our children in position to have people in their lives that would help lift them up. Amen. Especially in this day and time, we hear about all of this stuff that's going on in the world. But a whole lot of people in the church ain't right with God. That's why we're having so much stuff. Because if the truth be told, a whole lot of churches are not doing the right things either. Some churches are letting too many things come in that's not of God. Amen. And anything that's not built on a firm foundation is not going to last. Yeah, the pews may be full for a little while, but then people are going to start to fall away. But if we start doing things for the right reason and letting Jesus Christ lead the way every step of the way, everything will start to go up. If you just take a look around here at Crossroads, look at where they started from. The little church. Now look at the church. It's growing because that lets me know that people are trying to do what's right. Even at our best, we're still going to fail sometimes. But if we fail and if we're trying to do our best, God will elevate us to the next level. But it's up to us to line up with his will and his way for our life. Verse 62 says, but Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. There's too many people today just looking back at our past. They're trying to move forward, but yet they're still looking over our shoulders, thinking about what I used to do. But what we need to do, we need to look straight ahead, looking to Jesus Christ at what we have for today and what is possible for tomorrow. My father taught this to me when I was a young fella. He used to love sweet potatoes. So every year, looked like we would plant about 1,000 sweet potato beds. We'd put them right there. And then when it was time to get them up, we had an old tractor that had an old walk-behind plow. So what we would do would get a chain, hook it to the back of the tractor, and then my brother would get on the tractor, or either I would get on the tractor and the other would get on the plow. And my father would always say, in order for you to plow in a straight line, you have to look straight ahead. Don't look back. Because how many know when you're trying to plow straight ahead, there's already going to be some bumps in the road. Every now and then you're going to hit a rock and it's going to hang the plow up and it's going to stop it, or either it's going to jump to the side. We're going to get off track. That's how life is. No matter how straight you're trying to walk, every now and then you're going to hit a rock in the road, but you're going to get sidetracked for a little while. But if you get refocused, get your eyes back on Jesus Christ, then you get back in line. And then you're going to go on a little bit further. Then you may hit a root in the road. You may have a thick root. And when you hit that big root, it just stops right there where it is. Sometimes Jesus will allow us to come to a standstill for a little while. Until we get our minds focused on him, you may have to back that plow up just a little bit. Pick it up and go over the root. Sometimes he'll let us go over some stumbling blocks in our lives to get to where he would have us to be. But we first have to get our eyes stayed on him. And then we're going to go on a little bit further. Sometimes you may get a little bit tired, so you may have to stop for a few minutes just to take a little break. But if you go to Jesus Christ and ask, Lord, I need a little bit more strength to go just a little bit further, then he'll allow you to get back up with strength and you can keep on plowing on. But if you only keep your hands on the plow and keep your eyes on Jesus Christ, anything is possible in our lives. And look, guess what? The fruit is going to roll over. How many times, you know, when you got that plow in the middle of the road and you're trying to plow those sweet potatoes up, they start to fall to the side. And you're going to produce some good fruit. Sometimes the fruit may be just a little bit small, but then sooner or later, you're going to get that big sweet potato that's going to roll over. And every now and then, God will let you have a big blessing just to let you know, son, you're still on the right track. Yes. But we have to first keep our focus on him. Too often times, we're focused on what's behind us. Somebody might say, well, I had some good times back then. I had some good friends. But God allowed you to move on for those things. And if you're not careful, a lot of times we allow other people to tell us what we used to do and to get your mind focused on what's back there. But I always tell people, they will say, Curtis, you used to do this, you used to drink, you used to go to the club, you used to do this and that. But I tell them the key word is used to. I'm not doing that anymore. So I got my eyes focused on Jesus Christ. But a lot of people, I always say, people say I'm hard on church people, but I believe if you're going to be in church, you need to have your mind right and your heart right. And a whole lot of people in church now don't have the mind right and don't have the heart right, because they come into church on Sunday morning, they're singing in the choir, they're ushering, they're doing whatever else they need to do. But yet, they got the foot in the club on Saturday night. See, and something wrong with that picture. I had this conversation with one of the guys I work with. He was saying that he still liked to go to the club and have a little drink and do this and do that. And he tells me that he wants to be a deacon in the church or a trustee or something. He loves the Lord. He said, you don't agree with that, do you? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, well, I may be going to the club to minister to somebody. But how many of us know that we go to the club just to minister to somebody? Huh? I don't know too many people going to the club just to say, I'm trying to save somebody's life. They going up and out to drink and party and have a good time. And my comment to him was, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So that let me know, if you got your mind and your heart right, you're not going to have the same desire to do those things. So that lets me know that he might not be all the way on the right track, but we're going to keep on working with it. But that lets me know that, you know, a lot of times we have our mind focused on something else, or the good times, and we don't want to let those things go. But if you think you had a good time in the club and all that stuff, Jesus Christ has a greater time for you if you follow him. And you can lay hold to eternal life. But we have to understand, we have to put him first in everything that we do. And everything else will line up. We have to keep our focus on him. And then too, just for a few minutes, then we're going to close. Right? We take a look at Lot's wife. If you know the story. Sodom and Gomorrah. And they told him that Lot, tell him to get his family and leave. But on the way out, the wife looked back. She looked back at what she had, what she left behind, what I used to do, the good times, this and that. But it says she turned to a pillar of salt. That means a lot of times if we keep looking back at what we used to do, the things we used to go, places we used to go, and the fun that we used to have, that Jesus Christ will put you right that way and let you, and not let you move. He will let you go away. But if we keep our eyes and our hearts focused on him, no telling what the future holds for any of us. But we have to first put him first in everything that we do. And it's too often times a lot of people are not willing, like I said once before, to put God ahead of everything else. and everything else will fall into place. It's just a matter of time. We still going to have some rough times. You still going to have some hang-ups, some hiccups along the way. But every time you stumble and you fall and you stray, he will be right there to put you right back on track. All you have to do is ask. We have not because we ask not. So let us focus on what's ahead of us from now on. From this day forward, get a new mindset. Get your heart right. Spend a little bit more time with God. And he will give you the plan for your life. And then in the end, we will have eternal life. We'll have eternal life. So if we just give God the best of our service every day of our life, everything else will be all right. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come now just to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. We realize, oh, Lord, that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. But we pray now, Lord, that you would just lead the way. Just guide us in every step of the way. Order our steps and speak to our heart. Oh, Lord, strengthen us when we get weak and prop us up on every leaning side. But most of all, help us to keep our hearts and our minds stayed on you, that we may give you the best of our service every day of our life. Help us right now. Bless us and keep us in your tender, loving care. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Let the church say amen. Let us all stand as we give the invitation. We want to thank Reverend Jones for that challenging message that all of us need to take to heart. And as we move forward in Christ, we've got to make sure that we're leaving things behind, that we're embracing what God has before us. So as we give the invitation, there may be someone today that your heart has been touched and you feel the need to draw closer to the Lord. We'd love to have you as a member of our church, and so we give the invitation for membership and also for you to come to Christ if you don't know him. So if there's one today and you feel the Holy Spirit moving upon your heart, we invite you to come. With everyone.